Trump's attorney calls for a judge overseeing hush money trial to be dismissed. Gee, I wonder why.
Ran from France, politics, culture, religion, what is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts, Rayshon Blyden here. Yeah, that was definitely sarcasm there. Obviously, this incompetent, corrupted judge needs to be disbarred. I have strong words, but I'm a Christian. Trump attorney calls for a judge overseeing hush money trial to be dismissed. Former President Donald Trump lawyers are calling for the judge overseeing his money hush money trial to be dismissed, common he could be compromised. Of course he's compromised. Trump attorney David Schoen lashed out against New York City Judge Juan Merchanyuv, insisting that he has no interest in playing fair. Of course he does not. Of course he doesn't. Schoen pointed out that this is an evil bastard who won't let Trump go to his son's graduation. You're a bastard, sir. Schoen pointed out that Merchant's daughter works at a campaign firm serving Democrat clients. Really? Claiming he would not be impartial to the former president. Quote here, the American Bar Association put out a thing last week or so saying that the lawyers should be standing up for these judges. I don't have an interest in standing up for a judge who shouldn't be on a case, Schoen said doing an interview with Newsmax. Of course, he shouldn't be on the case. He cited New York law 100.3E1D3, which claims that a judge is required to remove themselves from a trial in the case that a person known by the judge to be within the sixth degree of relationship has an interest that could be subsequently affected by how the case moves forward. Schoen made it aware that Merchant's daughter has worked as a partner and a president at Authentic Campaigns, a full-service digital marketing agency for nonprofits and campaigns, which has worked with several Democrat candidates as well as President Joe Biden's 2020 campaign. And this is a guy that's going to be fair? This bastard? No, he won't. We know that the judge and his daughter have a vested interest in making sure this case isn't dismissed and goes on. The integrity of the system suffers when this happens, and I think you'll see President Trump go up in the poll numbers, the attorney said. Of course, he's as well as he should. The agency raised $93 million in campaign donations, to which the Epoch Times pointed out that they use President Trump's case in their communications soliciting donations. Unreal. And this is a guy that's going to be fair. Schoen also questioned the jury selection in the Trump trial, which lasted 3 days. How is it they were picking the jury faster than was anticipated? He said, it's not hard to, if you refuse to dismiss jurors for cause who clearly qualify for dismissal, for cause. He said that he hopes at least one good juror who has some common sense and sees this for the political prosecution, that it is and is offended by that. So that's a real long shot, putting your eggs in that basket, that I don't see any upside to this. There's no upside to this. They are going to indict him and stop him, or try to stop him from running for president. But I maintain to you, if they jail him on these trumped up charges that even the on the federal level they didn't even want to take the case up, if they get him on this and he has to run from jail like Mandela, like he said, he's going to win. He's already going to win by a landslide. He's going to win by a massive, I don't know how big of a margin, if they do this to him. I mean, it's just insane how evil they are. They would not let the man go to his son's graduation. Barron is not going to forget that. Here you have a dad who wants to be there for his child with his wife, and a judge says, no, you're not going anywhere. I hope that New Yorkers wake up and vote Trump in a landslide, as no New Yorker has ever voted before for Republicans in this capacity, because it's just insane what they're doing to this man. They enjoy embarrassing him and watching him suffer. That's what they want. Anyway, that's all I got.
Random thoughts, politics.